Ragi, number 8, the horse of Wallace. He's had 2 runs there lately behind Go Benny. Has been placed both times. He's very solid at the end of the trip here. He is a big danger. 4 Charlie Royale, 6 Strike Me Lucky. 2, 8, 4, and 6. Best bet of the day, race 6, number 7, Emptor. Andrew?
Righto, and we'll have a full coverage with you on Sky Sports Radio right through the afternoon. Have a good day, Gary.
Yeah, mate, so last meeting before Christmas. The next meeting's on Boxing Day at Newcastle.
You get the ham today, mate. Good luck.
I will.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley previewing Newcastle Racing. That completes all the previews. The racing, the New Zealand racing is about to kick in. A very strong meeting from Ellerslie today with the Captain Cook. And, of course, for Sky Thoroughbred Channel viewers, you can go to there at 11 o'clock and preview Rose Hill and the other meetings. But stay with wherever you are, radio or TV, because the racing talk continues after the break.
You're sitting in the traffic. Motionless. Disappear to another world and relax with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Semillon Chardonnay. Always affordable. By De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Westfield Super Saturday is on now. Visit your local Westfield today for a huge day of exclusive offers and events. See all the deals at westfield.com.au, proudly supported by American Express. We've got an accident in Merrylands. That's on the Great Western Highway at Coleman Street. Inquired a broken down taxi on the James Roos Drive M4 off-ramp. You'll also find the M4 busy around Olympic Park today with the V8s on, and the M5 is sluggish inbound from King George's Road. The Audi open house sale event is on now. Step inside and take a closer look at a wide range of new and demonstrator models. Visit your preferred Audi dealer today. I'm Jess Capalupo on Sky Sports Radio.
Every day you can rely on Sky Sports Radio to pass on the winning information. Trainers and jockeys discuss their chances on a wide array of programs. Here's trainer Matt Dunn on Delightful Feeling as the stable chased another Tab Highway.
The Munster Tween's no problem. He's a horse that retains really good fitness himself. He's a fairly highly strung horse that doesn't take much work, and no, that's certainly not an issue that at all.
Dunn was right on the ball.
Delightful Feeling hits the lead and starts to draw away.
Get the right mail every day on Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 quaddie jackpot at Rose Hill Gardens today and a $20,000 quaddie jackpot at Tabcorp Park Menangle tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddie after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddie Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Talk.
Just shifting around in the barriers. They're off.
They're ready. Racing as well.
It's the 150th running of the Epsom and the gates open. They're off and racing.
With all the latest in racing from around the country, welcome to Tab Talk.
Yes, it is the Saturday edition of Tab Talk, and we continue the racing chat. We're about to speak to one of the very best form analysts in the business, Dominic Byrne, about Naita and the Starlight Stakes, and we'll talk to many other guests along the way, including Paul Joyce, our regular. We've got also lined up Ben Hayes, because Nick Quinn is here from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Quinny.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. I'm looking forward to speaking to Ben as well, because he could be the hardest working man in the country. Got up this morning, I thought, I'll give him a call at about 6.30, 6.45 just to check that he was okay to come on and have a chat, thinking most trainers are up and running by then. Yeah. He answered, he was fine. He said, that sounds good. And I presumed he was in Melbourne. And I said, how are you going? He said, oh, you're good. I'm over in Perth.
Oh, so it was 3:15.
Unbelievable. Oh, and sounded 20. Fresh as a daisy.
What are you doing there? Yeah. All right, so we're looking forward to chatting with Ben. He's got the stable, have got some baby news and also some other horse news that we'll talk about with Ben a little while later. But as I say, this morning earlier, our listeners that have gathered through the morning and continue to do so for the day's racing, there was a fair bit of discussion regarding the Starlight Stakes today at Rose Hill, and it came up regarding the rating of Naita, the weight that it's got to carry today against the other horses. And a part of that discussion was a number of texts between Mike Fraser and our good friend Dominic Byrne, who was a 2KY regular, and he's now on Tab Talk this morning on Sky Sports Radio. Thanks for your time, Dom.
Good morning, Andrew. It's a pleasure.
No, great to have you on. And to get your insight into Naita, you said this morning to us that you'd marked Naita a $4 favourite in the race. Much discussion about the rating and the weight. Can you give us your analysis of all this?
Well, any price is a function of a conglomerate of all the factors that impact the chance of the horse. So handicapping is only one factor. But just on the handicapping, the race that the trainer and owner have chosen to run this horse in, if any horse from number seven down are all out of the handicap, by that I mean that, specifically for Naita, she is 17 points out of the handicap. In fact, she should have 8.5 kilos less than what she's got based upon the form that the handicapper has been able to assess her on so far. So, you know, it's a very, very large disadvantage that she faces. Of course, there are other factors through which Naita is, you know, a much better chance of winning the race. And on balance, the computer looks at them all and gives her a $4 favourite. If you only went on handicap, you know, you would have a mark much longer. If you went, you know, maybe on sectional times and different other things, you could get her as short as the marketplace. But clearly the market, at least those who've shown their hand so far, are focused mostly on the positive factors about Naita, not the less positive ones.
And how much relevance do you then take? I mean, in your mixture of mixing it all that you've done for many, many years, you've marked her the $4. Is it favourite in the race?
Yes, I've marked a $4 favourite. You know, we regularly, you know, as a private handicapper, our prices will differ from the public. Otherwise, yep. You know, no point in doing it.
Yep.
But the, you know, as a factor, handicapping, I think, is probably the most important factor, you know, along with, you know, where the horses are, the race shape and where the horses will be run and whether they're suited by the speed of the race, et cetera. So, you know, what I would call qualifies all the factors underneath the heading of the speed map and pace advantage. So, you know, handicapping is a very important one, and if I was just looking at the handicapping, it would probably be, you know, a $6 chance, Naita. But when, you know, I take everything into account, it comes out about a $4 favourite. You know, that doesn't mean, obviously, I think she's got a 25% chance of winning.
Yep.
But it's interesting that the trainer would choose this race for her because, you know, if she wins the race, he makes a massive sacrifice of a number of wins along the way, and prize money in New South Wales on a Saturday has become so valuable that, you know, 4-point increases for your typical win is not very expensive when, you know, you're banking $54,000 if you can win races in the handicap. And I'd say that she, you know, instead of winning this race, she could have won 3+ this one and come out of it with the same handicap in a couple of months' time. There'd be other races, I think, that the, you know, fillies and mares listed races where the owner could have got black type and you know, still would have gone up considerably in rating, but, you know, maybe, you know, 6 or 8 points less than what she'll go up if she wins today.
My question was going to be that you've marked her a 25% chance of winning the race today off the form. So you're relevant to what form she is, and we talk about fillies and mares, when they're in form, they can maintain a dom. How much relevance does that come into your tipping?
I love recent winning form. You know, she's won 4 out of 5, and the only time she got beaten in the last 5 starts was on a bog track. So, you know, she's a mare that has spiralling upward ratings, you know, can maintain it. It's, you know, I mean, no surprise to me that if she wins, it will be a surprise to me, however, if she's as stage is priced in the market, because I think by the time, you know, all things are factored in, you know, she'll drift closer to my price than the price she is currently. But Andrew, it also raises one of my favourite topics is, field size is one of the crucial facets of racing, the one that drives parimutuel tote turnover and hence prize money returns to owners and trainers is field size. And the greatest challenge for administrators, you know, is maintaining decent sized fields, which is why, you know, Racing New South Wales are now paying down to 10th, in races, prize money, trying to keep fields up.
Yep.
But handicappers are, you know, they're very heavily worked, but there seems to be a policy, whether it's written or not, or a practice, that disallows out-of-form horses to drop in rating the way that they, you know, need to. And horses mature far earlier than most people think, and they simply, you know, most horses just don't get any better than what they perform as early three-year-olds, for instance, and consequently they earn ratings points that, you know, they then can't perform to, or at least they can't advance on, you know, and so they, after a season or two of expensive bills and those prize money, these horses are shipped off out of New South Wales to Queensland, West Australia, Singapore, wherever, and they're lost to New South Wales racing. They're lost to our field sizes. They're lost to our parimutuel turnover. And if handicappers were allowed, you know, to alter the practice and were prepared to be far more aggressive, you know, in dropping horses' ratings when they're out of form, horses would be more competitive, and owners would be aware, well, you know, I'm going to get into a race back onto a winning handicap, and I'll keep it in training, I'll keep running it in New South Wales, and they'd have longer careers here, and the field sizes would be better. I think handicapping is the one tool in their armament they don't use to combat the shrinking field sizes, or, you know, field sizes that are sort of just
smaller,
being maintained, as opposed to, you know, we want them to grow.
Yeah, understand. Now, interesting thoughts. Always just great listening, Dom, when you come on. So you've spoken about Naida. Who's going to win the race?
Oh, well, you know, if you said to me who's going to win, if I came down from the hole, I'm naturally going to say I think Naida. Who would I put my money on?
Yes.
Wouldn't be Naida, you know. So we consequently have got a large number of horses that are in the market, and some of in our market we've got the computer's got maybe 8 horses between $4 and $12. So yeah.
tells us how competitive it's going to be.
It's certainly going to be a very, very competitive race. Yes, yeah. I think it's, you know, more even than what the marketplace is suggesting.
Nick Quinn's here from TAB as well. Dom, he's just got a final question for you, mate.
G'day, Dom. As a rule of thumb, I love Pittsburgh Phil's book where he hated backing the toppies in the handicaps as well. Is that a bit of a general thought of yours as well, that you're trying to steer away from them, or is it really horses for courses?
Well, there are, and I've written to this before, there are certain handicaps and certain grades of handicaps where you can't lose in Australian racing backing numbers 1 and 2, so I don't agree with that.
No, that's quite a contrasting theory as well. And just a summary of the program at Rose Hill today, do you think it does look a pretty good punting day, or is it sort of deep competitive fields where you want to sort of wait to see how the market shapes before making a decision?
Well, you know, everything's left to my computer, and to be frank, I haven't gone through every race with a fine-tooth comb. You know, I take more a global perspective on racing now, and have to look at it all around the world. So, bogging down into particular races, is not a luxury I have anymore. I did fancy if the inside's playing okay, which usually does at this track, that the plush would be extremely hard to beat, and looks good value to me at 280.
Surplus there for the stable, Bjorn Baker in the last race, 9, number 8. Really good listening, Dom. I hope many of our listeners sort of listen to it and learn more about Naida and the makeup of that field today, because it's an absolute beauty, the Starlight. Thank you for coming on, mate. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye. Dominic Boone joining us there, elaborating a bit more on the Starlight Stakes. Now, at Trentham, there is a delay on the first. They were virtually all in, and then Royal Success through Matt Cameron over the barriers. The horse has then gone for a bit of a run. It's been captured. It's being headed back towards the barrier. So news on that race very shortly. The favourite is number 3, Mr. Luigi at 280 and 170. Lindsay Murphy out at Rose Hill. Morning to you, Lindsay.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Still a bit of cloud around?
Yeah, there is. It's breaking up a little bit. There's a bit of sun occasionally trying to peep through, but it is quite cloudy and about 23 degrees, which is just lovely.
Been much discussion about many things. I don't know whether you've heard Dominic Byrne, but also about the track and the watering and things like that through the morning. Lindsay, you just feel that with the watering you've done, the track's in pretty good order.
It is, Andrew. There'll be that little bit of cushion in it today, which, you know, we serve many masters in this caper, as you well know.
Yes.
And I think the loudest voice lately has been against the firm track, so they've won the battle to date. So there is a little bit of cushion in it, but nothing that'll affect any horse's chances.
Understand. This is your fourth straight meeting, and we're back again there next week, and then we're off to Randwick on December 17. So Rose Hill, does it get a rest after the after next Saturday?
Not really. It races again then Christmas Eve, and then it gets a little bit of a break, but not a lot. But
okay.
No, it's fine, particularly at this time of year.
Yeah, no, you're getting good grass growth. All right, so it's in A1 order, the first race at 12:40 today. Thanks a lot, Lindsay.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Lindsay Murphy with the latest out there at Rose Hill. By the way, it was interesting this morning with Duff and Fraser.
Mm.
The last race in Brisbane, race 9, Suspenders and Gibraltar Girl were the two. I'll tell you who's tipping who in a moment. Brett Devine's online. They're still behind the barriers here at Trentham with no news on that horse, Royal Success. We'll pick up news on that very shortly. Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, Christmas time is always going to be a good time to get out there and celebrate it.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning to Quinny, and good morning to all the punters out there. And as you've touched on, look, great time of year to go out on a Saturday and enjoy the Christmas festivities. We've got Rose Hill Gardens next week, and as you mentioned, the big meeting at Randwick on the 17th, the Villiers Stakes Day. Great opportunity to book your tickets. Go to the website at theatc.com.au. Look, a busy time, Benz. Even the Friday night's coming up, a couple of Friday nights in a row on the 9th and the 16th at Canterbury Park. That's another chance to go out and have some fun with some friends in this beautiful summer weather at Christmas time and really kick back and relax. And look, can I just quickly urge members too to look at renewing the membership, or of course, if you're not a member, join the ATC. And again, at the website, theatc.com.au, it could be a great Christmas present to give somebody a membership to the ATC. It works out at just over $10 a week. So fantastic value to enjoy unbelievable facilities there at Rose Hill Gardens today in this hot weather. Great to be inside with the air conditioning.
Yeah, it certainly will be. So go to the website. You can learn more about the membership and things like that, and the Christmas parties and the opportunity of night racing at Canterbury. Thanks a lot, Brett. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Andrew, and good luck to all the punters.
Now, these horses are starting to move back in at Trentham. It's a 1,400-metre race. So Royal Success has been declared a starter. So take note here, in this first race at Trentham, Royal Success number 10, a definite starter for Matt Cameron. It's at 5:40 and 2:30. Mr. Luigi, the favourite, number 3, at 3:10 and 1:20. There's about three or four out. Paul Joyce, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
We're about to go to this race at Trentham. I've been saying it a fair bit this morning, but I'll ask you, confidence?
Confidence is high today. No reason not to be. Good track. We've been racing there for a few weeks. No excuses from me today at all.
Can't wait to get them. And Ben Hayes also on the way. Are we going to fit it in? Here's the first at Trentham.
Now he comes forward. Favourite drawn the inside, Mr. Luigi. Oh, and he's not happy. He's backed out again. Royal Success, and he's taken off this time out the back with the rider on board.
Yeah, I know.
So he's proving rather troublesome today, Royal Success, and he's probably gone at least.
We'll go back to New Zealand in a moment with that further delay. Paul Joyce, let's get cracking with you. Where's your first one?
We'll kick off with race 2, number 3 at Rose Hill, a Brulee, Andrew, and it was around about the $9 mark this morning. Look, this filly has been in Melbourne past three starts, racing in much better company than what she faces today. She's back to the 1,200, but I think that'll suit her with a bit of speed up front. and 3 kilos off of Nick Haywood. She gets in on 57 kilos in what's only a benchmark 69. She's been racing Group 3 and listed races down in Melbourne without much luck. So I think she's placed to run a huge race. The problem is getting past this favourite, Montreal, but I think if anyone can do it, she's the one that will.
Well, she's $9.50. Montreal heads that market there at $1.95.
Okay, so that's the first one. Race 2, number 3, Brulee. Here's Trentham.
The favourite, Mr. Luigi, came away well from the inside, but is going to be hit off by Just a Lover, Royal Success, and Henry Winkler sprinting forward on the outside to join Just a Lover. A length and a half away then came Cruiser, who's been called out three wide around Wills Road and down on the inside next is May West. A length and a half away then came in the white cap, Bellacourt. Over on the outside next is they're about to run off the back, one partly obscured at that point, and that one is Eternity moving forward. And a length away to Kairanga Lad, who was last of all. They come down the side and they've got around 8.50 left to go. Where the leader is Henry Winkler. Henry Winkler shows them a clean pair of heels by 1 3/4. Just a Lover second. Now Royal Success has come away from the inside third and planted Cruiser three wide once again with no cover. And then came Wills Road, who's back over on the inside of Eternity. Kairanga Lad, Mr. Luigi, back in the last couple, along with Bellacourt and May West is two lengths away last. Rounding the turn at the top of the straight, 400 metres left to go. Henry Winkler in front. He leads here a length and a half on Royal Success. Just a Lover. Cruiser came next, followed by Wills Road, Kairanga Lad, Mr. Luigi, the favourite still about 7 lengths off the leader at the 200, who is Henry Winkler. He leads 3/4 over Royal Success, Just a Lover 2 lengths away, Royal Success in front, moves up, eyebrows Henry Winkler, who's coming back, Royal Success just in front, and Royal Success, it took a long time that we got there, Royal Success beat home Henry Winkler, third and not too sure, maybe Mr. Luigi followed by Wills Road and Just a Lover close up, Bellacourt out wider, Cruiser close up with them, and so too was Kairanga Lad. Next to go by would have been May West, and Eternity was the last one to run through.
Well, after all that, the horse that we've been waiting for, and it gets the money, number 10, Royal Success, 6.10 and 2.30, 2 Henry Winkler at $1.50, and 3 maybe third, Mr. Luigi at $1.30. We'll check out some more shortly on the first at Trentham. This is Tab Talk. We're talking with Paul Joyce. He's given us his first value. That's race 2, number 3, Brulee. Where's the second one, Paul?
Well, stick to Rose Hill, boys. I've got a race 6, number 12, Prince Famous in the Starlight Stakes. He was a last start winner over this track and distance. He led from the front and he came home in a very slick 33.3 for the final 600. I think on that 54 kilos, despite the fact he's up in grade today, he'll do something similar. So the horses behind him are going to have to come home in virtually high 32s to get past him. And I think that's going to have their work cut out for them. So each way, number 12, Prince Famous. Let's hope he can lead all the way.
Another $9.50 chance there on the fixed odds with Kieran McAvoy in the saddle. And he added the favourite there at the 280. Quote, what's the third of the good things today, great man?
The third is the best of the value of the lot. Race 7, number 1, Mighty Lucky. He's a 7-year-old. This time last year, he won the Festival Stakes. Today he's going for the ATC Cup. Now, we've always got to forgive a good horse a bad run, and hopefully his bad run got out of the way last start at Hawkesbury when a beaten favourite up there in the Ladies' Day Cup. Before that, he was tackling races such as the Epsom, the Phil Ritchie. Here he is today in a very winnable race, deserved a top weight, and his one go at 2,000 resulted in a victory. So I think he's terrific each way odds. Race 7, number 1, Mighty Lucky.
He's an $18 chance. So if you put $1 on the treble, Andrew, on the fixed odds currently, you get back $1,624.50 as well. Paul Joyce, that will be the promo this time next week.
That will be. I'll be calling from Hawaii, but no, that's a good promo to have.
Pay for some Christmas presents.
All right, so the three of them there at Rose Hill, race 2, number 3, race 6, number 12, and race 7, number 1. You got the quaddy in front of you, mate?
I do, and we had to make a very late adjustment with Religion Pie coming out, Andrew. So here are the numbers. First leg, 12, 9, 1, 3, 4. So we're going wide to get started. Then we go second leg, 1, 3, 5, and 4. Third leg, this is the one we had to adjust, 1, 5, 8, and 13. So I'll put the other on Pacer in with Religion Pie coming out, number 13. And to round it off, we've got 1, 8, 5, and 3. That'll cost $32 for 10%, so a bit over our usual budget. obviously $16 will get you 5%, and I do think it'll pay well if we get there today.
Okay, and just to emphasise again with Religify, it came out at a quarter to ten with lameness to its near foreleg. So take note that race 8, number 6, Religify, a late one at a quarter to ten, lameness to the near foreleg is a late scratching, and we'll revise that market with Quinny in just a moment. Paul, good luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, mate. Paul Joyce going through the value tips. Those totes on the first at Trentham, 10 Royal Success, 6, 10 and 2, 30, 2 Henry Winkler, 150, and 3 Mr. Luigi did get third at $1.30. Well, he's over in the West representing the stable. Ben Hayes is online for the next few minutes. Morning to you, Ben.
Good morning. How is everyone?
I'm good, mate. It's Andrew Bensley and Nick Quinn, mate. And they tell me that you answered it, but you shouldn't have. A text from Quinny very early in Perth this morning.
Yeah, I was actually up because I was with my horse in Perth, but it wasn't too bad.
What time do you start your day, Ben?
Shouldn't say that. You should have just got stuck into him, Ben.
He's too nice. What time do you normally get up and running?
When I'm in Adelaide, my alarm goes off at 3:15 and we get to work by 4, so...
That's early enough.
The girl who's looking after the horse over here has just kept the horse in the same routine, so we'll work by 4 o'clock.
Well, he or she's there today. What's the general feel on the horse in the big one, the Kingston Town?
I think he looks great. I haven't seen him for a while. His coat looks immaculate. Very happy with how he's looking. I feel we just changed tactics a bit. I thought in the railway we rode him a little bit different. We tried to ride him to the bias and it didn't suit him and he just lost that turn of foot. So we're going to ride him a bit quiet today from the barrier and hopefully he joins in with 400 to go and runs well.
Well, he's certainly not going to lack any fitness. He's been up for a while, but if you're confident, you know, that he's there, well, you've got to have a crack, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. You've got to be in it to win it. And he looks well. He looks like he's loved it since he's been down here. And we're hoping he can put in a good race.
He's funny too, because at his best he can be very good, and his best run this campaign was probably the second in the Group 1 Underwood Stakes behind Blackheart Bart and two former Perth horses there today. So if he can reproduce that run, you'd have to go in with a little bit of confidence.
Yeah. He's had a pretty good prep. I think he's had 3 Group 1 placings his prep. So he's been knocking on the door without getting the chocolate. He's good enough to do it.
No, I like that. And one of those placings was behind Winx as well. It doesn't matter that it was a 3-horse field. Now, we'll take a look at racing.com park at Pakenham today as well, because the team's got a really good setup, including the favourite, Pilote Desai, who really turned things around last start at Ballarat when went forward and stayed there as well. And before that, he'd been a little bit frustrating as well. Do you think that win might have turned him around?
Yeah, no, he's started favour a lot. The punters... And he's just been running over a mile where he hasn't had the speed to actually get to the front and lead. So it was the first time at 22 he drew wide. So we thought we'd just change tactics, and leading really suited him and he got in his rhythm and he ran well. And I think it'd be good to see him at 25 if he actually stays.
Okay, so you're confident he will? Do you think he can make it back-to-back victories?
Yeah, I think he will. Yeah, no. He's doing everything right at home. He's moving well. We're very happy with him. We think he'll run a good race.
Oh, beautiful. Well, that's good to hear. Good little push there. Now, race number 6 is a fascinating runner. You've got the two-pronged attack, including the favourite, Mahani, who won very impressively at Flemington 2 starts ago and does love the trip as well. So you must go in there pretty confident today?
Yeah, he's a horse that you've got to really jump and just let roll. And if he gets it easy for the first 600 metres, he'll be very hard to catch at the end. But he, if they go a bit quick... Or attacked early, he could, he still run well, but he won't have that big turn of foot at the end of the race. So he kind of got a two-pronged attack with Petrology. So they go slow in front, Mahani will be hard to beat, and if they attack Mahani, we have Petrology, he'll be able to join in and run well as well.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Sounds like you've got a good stronghold on there, the first leg of the quaddie as well. Now, you've got a great card today. You've got runners at Benalla. You've got, obviously, he or she at Ascot. You've got a fair stable at Pakenham. And then you've got a couple at Morfettville as well. If you found $10 on the street and we said, have it on one of your horses and we'll give the profits to charity, which one would it be?
Look, I would stick to our horse in the cup. Pure
Desire. There we go. Race 7, number 2 at Pakenham as well. Regan Bayliss, who was absolutely brilliant aboard last start and rides a couple of yours today, is on board there. He's a rising star, as are you, Ben. We appreciate the fact you've
got to ask her, hang on, before you say goodbye. Tom's wife had a baby?
Yes, he did. He did.
Yeah. Is that their first?
No, it's his third. He's been
third.
Had to get him gelded, Ben.
Jeez. So what did he have? What did she have?
She had a boy.
A boy. Sure. Fantastic. Fantastic.
That's why you've got extra work duties today, do you? Doing all the training and the media work as well.
Dad's probably resting up somewhere. He's been working for a day or two.
Dad and I are working extra hard.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. Good luck with that, Ben. Let's hope that it runs really well in the Kingston town and all the runners back here.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Ben.
Ben Hayes looking after the Hayes Dabbening horses there across in Perth.
He's likeable, Ben, isn't he?
He is. No, he's a good kid. I remember when he was born. That makes me feel old.
You're only 2 years older than him, though. He must have a good memory, Andrew.
No, I'm very much older than him. Now, with Religify coming out, race 8, number 6, as a late one, Ron Duffacy now includes Regis as his fourth tip in race 8. Ron Duffacy goes 1, 12, 8 and 5. Repeating, Religify has come out with lameness about half an hour ago. Race 8, number 6. Just briefly on that as we wrap it up, Quinny, what's happened with Religify coming out?
Regis, 420 favourite. Extensible, the second elect at 5. Hazabeel, 6. Amavatio, 750. Red Excitement, the other runner in single figure odds at 850. So Regis is the favourite. The end all to ride for DK Weir.
Okay, so there'll be more to come on that. Darren Flindell, or taking you through it, all the harness and greyhound tips are coming up. 11 o'clock, Peter Ellis to look at Morfordville Parks. That'll be followed by Steve Moran looking at Pakenham. Simon Dinopoulos on air at 11:30 with his main fancies. Followed by the Perth Racing Preview at about 25 to 12. All the tips for Kingston Town Classic Day at 10 to 12. We've got Wagga. We'll be previewing Wagga races today with Alan Hull. And then midday, or just before midday, Darren Flindell from Rose Hill. So stick around, because we've got all the winners for you coming up. Now, take note, there is a protest in the first at Trentham. Over the line, it's 10, 2, 3 and 5. It's a protest third against first. Mr. Luigi against Royal Success. So we'll be all over that when the result comes through. But a protest on the first at Trentham. Righto. Thank you, Quinny.
Thanks very much. Good luck to my wife, who's got a share in a horse at Coomer today in race number 2, one of the non-tabs as well.
A non-tabber at Coomer? Yep. Oh, geez, you can find a race on
Coomer. Cup day today. I would love to be there.
Yep. Mike Fraser has just texted me through too. In that race with Religify now out, and Mike had it on top, his new numbers become 4, 1, 12 and 13. Sweet Redemption is his new fourth tip. Thanks.